People, if you're having problems and people tell you to relax, and some people can do that and some not, I suspect there are an awful lot of federal workers out there who are saying, look, I may have a vacation coming up, I'll either get paid or I won't. There's nothing I can do to, worrying about it. If their finances are reasonably intact, they might just consider this as an early spring break.
And that really kind of eloquently, I think, crystallizes what I'm hearing this afternoon, which is a lot of people in our audience that are saying there's not a dang thing I can do about it. I just have to ride the wave.
That's right. And the people who've been through this before know, I mean, nobody would have predicted a 2 furloughs of 21 days duration in 1995 and 96. After that, of course, people did get paid. And I think it's important to remember we're talking about pay periods here, and, you know, they're in 2-week increments. People who are, the pay period ends tomorrow, that would be Saturday, we have been assured they will get paid on the 15th, so there's that. And then it, depending on how long the shutdown lasts, if there even is a shutdown, it is, unless it would run for a couple of weeks, people aren't going to miss their next paycheck. Frank Wolf has introduced legislation that would make all federal workers whole after the shutdown is over again, if there is a shutdown. And other members of Congress have assured people who are put in the accepted category, meaning they have to work during the furlough, that they will be made whole as soon as Congress gets its act together.
One thing you and I have talked a lot about, though, is that in the economic situation that we've seen over the last 2 years or so, there's a whole lot of folks and a whole lot of private sector companies that went on undesired, unpaid furloughs for a week or two, or some cases more. A lot of people laid off completely, and I wonder how much sentiment there will be, fair or unfair as it may be, for some of these members of Congress's constituents at home to say, hey, wait a minute, I had to put up with a week off without pay that I didn't want, and maybe it's not so bad for those folks, too.
Yeah, that's very likely. Many people did take pay cuts and that sort of thing. I think it just depends on your attitude toward the federal government and maybe mankind and humanity. One thing that people in the general public should realize is that federal workers didn't do anything to bring this on themselves. They were doing their jobs. The fact that they don't make a profit is intentional. That's the way the government was set up, and you know they're doing the best they can, and they have a 2-year pay freeze in effect, and Congress is talking about tacking another 3 years onto this. So if you want to beat up on a bureaucrat and punish the Fed, I think they've had about enough already.
Yeah, the whole thing here keeps coming back to Congress too, Mike, and not the federal employees themselves. It's the Congress can't agree, and Congress at any moment could decide somehow one way or the other to fix it.
Well, you know, I spoke earlier today along with Mark Plotkin to Representative Frank Wolf of Virginia, and his district has about as many federal workers as anybody in the Congress. He's been around a long time. He's been a friend of Fed's. He ran interference for federal workers when George Bush was president, just as Steny Hoyer ran interference when Bill Clinton was president. And he said that he doesn't recall a time when there was so much animosity on the Hill, and those of us who cover the Hill from time to time, but who have contacts with staff people and who just watch the news, realize that there are a lot of members of Congress up there that, A, they don't know each other very well, and what they know they don't like. So I think that's the big difference between 1995-96 and 2011, is that the members of Congress are not only angry about a variety of things and they want to make the other side look bad, but they genuinely don't like each other, and I think that can't be overemphasized.
Do you want to make a prediction about what we'll see?
I've been wrong at everything so far. I predicted you wouldn't call me. No, I don't know. I have a feeling they'll settle it. They'll swoop in at the last minute and settle it. There may be some problems. Monday people may have to come in and go back. But if I had to bet, and I don't like to do that in something like this, I would bet that they will settle it.
All right. Before you go, I want to share with you one of the shutdown pickup lines that's trending on Twitter this afternoon.
Okay.
And you can use this throughout the weekend if you'd like to.
All right.
Want to come up and see my furlough notice?
Forget the etchings.
That's exactly right. And remember, yes, and it's all in how you say it. It's all in the delivery and not so much in the content.
Oh, yeah, and women love witty lines like that, too.
Oh, yeah, they go over real big. Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey, thank you, my friend.
You bet.